Part 3 of the 7 habits that made me a millionaire at 35. This is part 3. I just want to come back live again to let you know, whenever you feel stressed, whenever you feel stuck, just be quiet. Close your mouth. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important, to just close your mouth. And don't speak when you're stressed out about business, about your relationship, when you feel stuck, when you feel that things are not working out, when you feel that the time is taking you to get where you're supposed to be. It's not happening. Listen up here. When you're quiet, when you don't speak and say nothing, this gives your mind the opportunity to reorganize itself. Listen, the only reason why you feel stuck because you say you are. Get it? See, let me see if I can explain this deeply here. Whenever people are experiencing stress or they're overwhelmed or whatever, it's what they're saying. I'm stressed out. This is not working. I don't understand this. Why can I get... I'm stuck. Like you're doing it to yourself because you're speaking. You need to close that beautiful mouth of yours. Just stop talking. Because when you stop talking, you stop creating the bullshit that you don't want in your life. Start listening to who, Wes? People like myself. People that when they speak, you get goosebumps. People when they speak, you feel happy. People that when they speak, you feel that you're receiving education that's going to allow you to prosper. Why? Because you need to fill up your consciousness with this information. So the next time you choose to speak, you say something that's going to be worthwhile. Something that's going to permeate the universe, permeate your life, that's going to start to blossom. Something that's going to be beautiful, something that's going to be successful and joyful and excellent and powerful and omnipotent. Does that make sense? Because that's what you want. But until then, be quiet. If you're stressed out, stop talking so much. You feel stuck, stop talking so much. You feel defeated, stop talking. You do not have to communicate every thought and every feeling that is taking place in your life. You don't. You don't have to. Because if you continue to do that, you are driving the nail in the board. You're driving that nail in the wood. And the more you drive that nail in that board, it's going to be difficult to pull that nail out when it's time. When you're ready to actually make a change, when you're saying that your back is against the wall, it's going to be hard because you have drilled these beliefs and these thoughts so deeply in your mind that you feel that you can't change it. You feel that you're a victim, that you just can't move, that you just can't do anything. You're going to feel immobilized. Be quiet.
I want everybody to comment below, I got to shut up. Comment those words below. I got to shut up. I got to close my mouth. Comment those words below. I gotta shut up. Because what you believe the world is doing to you, you're doing to yourself. What you feel that other people, you're doing it to yourself. Comment below. I got to shut up. Stop talking so much. When you guys go live with me, it benefits for you to be a listener. Listen first. ask your question and listen. Don't try to explain to me why you are the way that you are. Doesn't matter. What matters is, what are we going to do right now to make progress? Any more questions for me, folks? Questions here. I want everybody to come and blow. I got to shut up. And if you don't like the word shut up, use the word, I got to close my mouth. I got to stop talking so much. You should only speak if you have something great to say. And listen, I talk a lot. But when I speak, people listen. You know why? Because I speak prosperity. I speak love, joy. I speak success. I speak advantages. I speak opportunity. That's it. I don't talk about the losses. I don't talk about all the shit that's not going well. I'm a dreamer. I create those things that one day, listen, I create those things that don't even exist, that one day will exist, only because I said it over and over again. I don't talk about the things that are going wrong. I don't talk about, well, what if this happened? Well, what if that happened? Well, what if this don't work? I don't talk that way. I only speak in the way that I want my life to go. And it's going well. Can I get an amen? Okay. That's it. If I'm an expert at anything, I am an expert of speaking those things that I want to see transpire in my life. Private jets, Wesley. Oh, yes, Wesley, you deserve those private jets. Gulfstream 750, making love to your boo in the back of that freaking plane. Drinking your green juice, flying to Paris, $100,000 shopping spree, flying to different countries, doing speaks and podcasts, being interviewed by Forbes, being added to the Forbes list. Your app is. Listen, you see what I'm doing here? I could do the same thing for you. Everybody on here is making money. They are attracting the people that they need and want and desire in their life. Everybody tomorrow morning is going to wake up positive, feeling good, feeling healthy and strong. They're going to go to the gym. They're going to have a smile on their face. The boss is going to treat them well. They're going to do well on the test. They're going to make that A that they're looking for. They're going to do that sport. They're going to run track. Or they're going to play football and they're going to win number one. I'm doing it for you right now. I'm just speaking what I want to see in my life. Why can't you do the same thing as well? And let me tell you why you can't do it, or why you feel you can't do it. Because you're so married to your bullshit. Many of you just choose. You don't even realize it. Like Carlos, you can tell he was suffering, and he's just choosing to suffer. The more he speaks, the more he chooses to suffer. A person that chooses to suffer is a person that continue to talk about their problems. They just talk about them. Listen, we all have issues and problems and adversities and situations. But when does talking about a problem actually fix a problem? Hello? When does talking about a problem actually fix it? I hear crickets. Yeah. No one's talking. Next question for me, folks. Are you getting value here tonight? Come at the word value. Come at the word value. If you're taking notes, if you're going to utilize this information, I want you to be a doer. I want you to go out there and be bold. Be fucking fearless. Just go out there and do what you're destined to do. Become what you're destined to be. Just go for it. You may not know what to do and how to do, but do something. Do something in the direction of the man or woman that you want to be. Okay? Next question. When you're talking to someone, who can help? I don't understand it. What's next here, folks? Questions here. We have somebody else that want to go live. All right, let me go live. Let's go live here. Nope, I was trying. Oh, there you go. Hey, what's going on, my guy? How are you?
What's up, Wes? How you doing?
Doing well, man. What's your name?
Lencho. Lencho the Great.
That's my Lencho. Name. Lencho or Blencho?
Lencho. L-E-N-C-H-O.
Lencho. Where are you from?
I'm originally from East Africa, but now I live in San Jose, California.
Oh, so. Okay. All right, Lencho. Tell me, how can I help?
Well, I just want to say thank you for what you do. And for the products you created, is life-changing. And like you said, write down what you're grateful for and everything. So I started implementing that into my life and my mindset. Since I've been using your program, like the Genius Grip, it's been really helpful. Like it changed my psychology, the way I think and everything. It's just different. I'm more like enthusiastic. Even my friends are like, when they tell me something like that would cause me to think downward, I would think upward, like positively. And they'd be like, why are you so positive like this, you know?
Yeah.
But people that ask, that put me down, they're like not in my life anymore. I'm just happy to be here, man. Awesome. Thanks for accepting this live.
Of course, my guy. I'm proud of you, and continue to remove and to eliminate people out of your life, man. That's a part of the journey of becoming the new self, is to remove the people that have always been there, but yet they're not applying, or they're not contributing any value to it.
Yeah, I'll continue doing that and only surround myself with like-minded people that want to be great in life and want to achieve greatness just like us. And yeah, that's what we're I'm excited and looking forward to working, you know, just and have more free time in the future just like you. That's the goal.
Much love, brother. All right, man. Lancho, do your thing, brother. Much
thank
love
you, man. See you,
yes sir. Well, listen, you know, I'm so proud of men. I'm so proud of men who have made the decision to stand up and to finally become men, to divorce the mentality, that boy mentality. And we know what that boy mentality is. They don't take responsibility. They don't take accountability of their actions. They want someone to accept them for the man that they are right now. Okay? That is boy mentality, irresponsible. Playing video games, even though your credit is screwed up. Watching the game on TV, hanging out with your boys, chasing women, trying to figure out how and what to say to a woman to get what you want from her. That is boy mentality. I am so happy. I am so elated that men, boys are beginning to transition into men by adopting the habits of discipline, the habits of awareness, realizing that life is just not about women. Life is not just about entertainment. Life is not just about smoking a blunt, or smoking a weed, or smoking vape, or hanging out with the boys. Life is much more than that. I'm so excited that men are finally understanding that they're becoming aware of what they're doing, aware of their habits, aware of their thoughts, aware of what they're saying and what they're doing on a daily basis, because this is the only way that change begins to take place in a man's life. next question for me. This was a phenomenal live, was it not? I mean, did I do well tonight? Comment below if I did well. Did I do well tonight? I had a tongue twisted there. Did I not deliver to you tonight? It's 2:14 in the morning here in Columbia, Medellin. Did I not deliver? Somebody here had a breakthrough. I don't know who it is. I don't know who she is. And I don't know who he is. But somebody had a breakthrough here tonight. But imagine if you continue to listen. Imagine if you continue to come back every single night, not knowing when your night is going to be that night or that evening where everything changes for you. How do I know? Because it happened to me. I remember I was listening to personal and self-development just like you're listening to right now. The only difference was I wasn't listening to a person live. I was listening to tapes and audios over and over and over again, still taking action, listening and filling my mind up with unique knowledge that I've never heard before. Until one day, everything clicked and everything changed in my life. Everything changed. My finances, my attitude, my behavior, my actions, everything. And if it can happen for me, it can happen for you. Any more questions for me before I let you go? You ate tonight, Wes. Let's go! Can I get a let's go? Let's go! High energy, high income! Let's go! Let's wake up. Next question for me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling powerful. I'm feeling positive. Person joyful and excited. I'm feeling rich and wealthy. My God, I can run a mile right now, but I'm not. It's not going to happen. I'm not running, but I could. Next question for me, folks. Houston Queen, how are you? One more question before I let you go here tonight. One more question before I let you go, okay? And make sure you listen to this again. Please just listen to it again. Why? Because repetition is the mother of skill. Listen to this again. Just trust me. Anything that you want to be hardwired in the mind, you must be repetitive and listen to it over and over again until one day it clicks, and it will click. As long as you're listening, okay? I love all of you as well, okay? I love all of you. I love the queens in here. I love the men, the kings in here as well, okay? How often do you help startups? Spoke to Daryl yesterday. Looking forward to getting my business to the next level. Deontay, we're always open to helping startup companies, but we would like you to already be bringing in sales, right? If it's financial. But we're always willing to push you in the right direction. If you're talking to Daryl, he's one of my elite staff members, okay? He's extremely elite in what he's doing with me here today. He trusted me years ago so I can help him take his life to the next level. And now he's enjoying that luxury. And now he's blessed to be able to share with you. So, Deontay, if you had the opportunity to speak with Daryl, that's a blessing. Because that young man is doing phenomenal things. He's phenomenal. I'm proud of him. And I'm proud of you, Deontay, because you made a decision that most people don't make. You made a decision to take action. It's change. Am I right? Okay. Any more questions for me? All right, Folks, let's go. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Thank you for sharing and liking the video. I'll see you tomorrow night. Much love, and let's go.